Kyra Haggerty is a year removed from her time as a student at the Riverpoint Academy, but she still remembers getting hooked during her first tour of the school.
It's a warehouse, really, is what it is. And there's no classrooms, so right off the bat, that caught my eye. I thought that was really interesting. There's computers everywhere. There's people making things. Even though it was just an open house, I saw what RA encompassed, and I was like, this is so cool.
Haggerty is 20 now, and she credits her time at the Academy for helping her find a career focus. She's preparing a business plan for a new company she expects to create soon, and she's working toward a graphic design degree. Her younger brother is a senior at the Academy. Their mother, Deanna Haggerty, says he fit in academically in a larger high school, but is happier in the smaller environment.
For him, it's the social aspect of it. It's the feeling like you belong to something that's greater than yourself. It just changed who he was. It's molded him into somebody who can think outside the box now, who can take challenges, who's not afraid, and to really just explore his education and become a lifelong learner.
The district proposes to close the Academy, which enrolls about 170 students, for 2 years to save $1 million. The Haggertys say they recognize the district's fiscal situation and the difficult decisions the school board will have to make. But they say the school is such a success story that it would be a shame to lose it.
It's all about 21st century learning. It's about problem solving. It's about collaborating with other people in business, your coworkers, people in leadership. And it's taught him how to work with other people.
Riverpoint Academy advocates will join others in making the cases to save their favored programs and jobs at a 6 p.m. meeting tonight in the district's boardroom. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.